Judy could not feel her mother. Nowhere in the wide expanse of bed was her large, warm body, and Judy dared not peer under the bed to see if some desperado had killed and concealed her. Tremors ran up and down her small body. Her hands grew hot and damp, and her feet quite cold and clammy. She wanted to scream for one of the aunts, but could not. Someone was creaking up the stairs. It was probably the desperado, come back to finish her off. She shut her eyes tightly and tried to think of Jesus. The blackness was suddenly thinned with silver. A drawer opened and shut. She heard her mother's unmistakable sniff and opened her eyes. "You go back to sleep," said the mother. But Judy sat up and stared solemnly.
"You're crying."
"You go back to sleep," said the mother. There was movement in the aunt's room. Judy could hear her father blowing his nose. A terrible fear wrenched her heart.
"Mom's? Mom's, is my kitty dead?"
The mother laughed sharply and bitterly. The hospital phoned. "Poor Uncle Eben has passed away." Judy lay back on her pillow.
"Has he gone somewhere?"
she asked doubtfully. "He's gone home to God," said the mother with conviction. Judy closed her eyes to shut out the comic image of an angelic Uncle Eben. When she opened them again, it was day and time to get up for school. She dressed leisurely. She had the realization that it did not matter whether she was late for school. She thought, "There is death in my family," and was proud. She would go and say good morning to the aunts. The frail spinster sisters of her father adored her, and she liked to be petted. She always let a lock of hair hang over one eye so that the favorite aunt might brush it away with a caressing hand and kiss her forehead. The aunts sat silently by their coal fire. They were dressed in black. Their plain, dark faces were gaunt. Their hands were not steady in their laps. Judy felt chilled and distressed. She went awkwardly to the favorite aunt and leaned against her knee. But the somber face was alien, and the unquiet hands did not flutter to her hair. The elder aunt turned quietly to her sister. "Do you think the child is hurt?" "God spared her," said the favorite aunt piously.
"Do you mean,"
Judy asked shrilly,
"about Uncle Eben?"
The sharpness of it knifed their pathetic silence. Their mute mouths quivered. Their stricken eyes overflowed. The image of Uncle Eben returned, but he was no longer amusing in robe and wings. Judy's breast burned. Her throat ached. She knew with intense agony that she was going to cry. She turned and fled the room, gained her own, and flung herself prone on the bed. She burrowed her mouth in the pillow. She did not weep because Uncle Eben was dead. She wept out of a vast pity at the anguish of the living. When she had quieted, she rose and bathed her heated face. She got together her little pile of books, set her cap on her tousled hair, slung her thick sweater over her arm, and went down the stairs. The aunts had preceded her. They sat at the kitchen table drinking black coffee. The large and lovely yellow mother was eating heartily ham and eggs. That strengthened Judy. She sat down and smiled. "Don't you be late," said the mother. The familiar greeting shut the door fast on Uncle Eben. The aunts were simply in dark clothes. This was the usual Tuesday morning.
"Can I have 2 pieces of cake in my lunch?"
asked Judy. Presently, she was going down the long hill to the schoolhouse. She walked in the sun and lifted her face to the intermittent calls of wooing birds. Spring was just around the nearest corner, and Judy was glad. She shot into her seat as the last bell rang.